Joining us by telephone is Quinn Williams, Department of Natural Resources Section Chief for the Bureau of Legal Services. Judge Crabb's ruling is out. It's in your favor. That's got to be good news for your department, but I'm sure it also eliminates some of the confusion and some safety issues, doesn't it?
Thanks, Larry. Yes, it does. The department is pleased with Judge Crabb's decision. The secretary, the department, and the state have long maintained that the process established by the courts and the parties has got to be followed. We'll continue to work in good faith towards resolving the numerous issues that we've got related to the state's management of the natural resources within the ceded territory and the potential impacts that those have on the Chippewa treaty-established rights to self-regulate their own harvest. Judge Crabb did a very nice job, though, of summarizing the state's primary concern and what it has been all along. And she said that to suggest that a court order may be disregarded by one party because of its interpretation of a private agreement undermines both the judicial process and the rule of law itself. We've maintained, and the secretary's maintained all along, that, you know, we got to follow the process that's been established by the court. And we felt very strongly that the tribes had not done that, and we're happy that Judge Crabb has agreed with us on that.
So for the average hunter, this is probably good news because there's no change in the rules. It's a matter of doing what's been done all along.
That's right, Larry. Clearly, Judge Crabb has encouraged the parties to try to work this out moving forward prospectively. And, of course, the state's always willing to sit down and discuss a host of, and this is just one of a host of issues that the tribes have regarding natural resource management within the ceded territory for the Chippewa. But for the moment, the rules remain the same. And we're very pleased with the ruling.
Is this a ruling that could be reversed in future negotiations, or is that highly unlikely?
It's unclear at this point, Larry. The state still does have remaining safety concerns with the current proposal put forward by the tribes. It's unclear at this point what other proposals the tribes may advance, whether or not it's the same shooting from tree stands at night proposal that currently exists in Minnesota or something else. We just don't know. We're at a fairly initial stage here, and it appears that there's going to be a move to schedule this for some hearing later on in the spring on the tribe's alternate motion. But for the moment, it means no night hunting this winter and more to come with those discussions as they move forward.
So night hunting in tree stands is allowed in other states.
In Minnesota, in the similar ceded territories that exist within Minnesota, they have night hunting allowed from tree stands at a prescribed height over bait within a prescribed distance from that stand. And that is allowed right now on certain properties, public lands located within the tribe's ceded territory in Minnesota.
Anything we need to add to that?
No, other than the department is committed to continuing to work with the Chippewa moving forward on this and a host of other issues.
On the wolf hunt, there's more trapping than shooting success, apparently.
Yeah, so far the initial numbers that we've got coming in indicate about a 58% harvest based off of trapping as opposed to shooting, harvesting by shooting. And to date, we don't have any documented harvest of wolves at night being shot. And trappers are very efficient. They're very good at what they do, and this is their first year doing it. Although it's similar to coyote, it's a little bit different, and they're just going to get better and likely more efficient at doing that. So the likelihood that a night wolf hunt is going to be a reality prospectively, we'll just have to see.
At this point, it looks like it may not be even necessary if it comes down to making no shooting at night the rule. It may not affect the wolf hunt at all.
It may not, but I'll have to be a little careful here, and certainly one that I'd defer to Kurt Thiede, who's the Division Administrator of Lands. This is, and he always wants us to be careful in saying, this is just the first season. This is a learning curve for everybody, including the department, and we're going to take a look at all the data and analyze the issues as they come out from this year. But based on this year's early numbers coming back, that may be the case.